Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week. I'm so glad to be here, that I can share thoughts with you, and you can call in and share thoughts with me. How wonderful is that? When we start tonight, I would like to talk about intention and influence. Everything you do in life has an influence on someone, either in a negative way or a positive way. And I'd like for you to take a moment and think about those people around you that you have influence with. Is your influence bringing blessings into people's lives? You can ask that, and your higher self's going to tell you right away and what needs to be corrected. It's interesting. The love force actually changes particles. And so if you have someone in your acquaintance or someone that you in your family that needs your assistance in some way, send them love with the intention of healing them. And if you can see subparticles move and reflect, you will see that your thoughts, your intention is having a great change in their lives. So that's something I wanted you to consider. The other thing I want you to consider is what a powerful beacon you are. You're like a radio tower, each and every one of you. And the thoughts that you send out have a great influence in the world. And as you know, the world has a lot of trouble spots today. There are many who wish to make changes in a negative manner in life on this planet. Excuse me. Take a moment, if you will, and just send out your intention that all of this will be healed, that the love that is within your heart can change these trouble spots to the benefit of all. And I think you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of trouble spots in the world, but my goodness, there's trouble spots right here in our country. So think of one of those troubled spots that you're aware of and send your love to it with the intention of healing those particles. And then concentrate, if you can, on those particles as they change. When you send your love out, there is a brilliance, there is a golden change in these particles, and there's a pink glow around them that is so incredibly beautiful. And so, my dear ones, as I said, you are a radio tower that sends waves out into the world. It's part of what was given to us by the Creator. We're part of a Creator force, though on a smaller ability, you might say. But the Creator gave us these benefits nonetheless. So think about your loved ones, in your family, those that you work with, and any of those that need help of some kind. While we're talking about help, I invite all of you, if you wish, to call in, and I will give you a mini reading on a past lifetime. You see, the blessings and the challenges that we accumulated in past lifetimes are brought today to this current lifetime. And sometimes we need help in clearing those. It's very important. And if you want to know about your past lifetimes, you can go to carolynevers.com, and in the left-hand side, there is a request for a past life reading. People who have had these love them for what is brought to them. So that is my special thoughts for today, because you have so many influences in the world, in the family, in the people that you work with. So let me know about what I can do for you. Call in with your questions, and I will give you a mini past life reading. What I do is I hear your voice, and I track your voice all the way to your physical body. And around your physical body, there is the energy of who and what you were in a past lifetime. That is what I read. I was thinking about a time not too long ago when I was in church, and it was raining, and I was sitting near the side entrance, and people were coming in, getting out of the rain, putting down their umbrellas, and walking in the church very slowly. And as they were doing this, I could see the auras around their body. It was most interesting. I thought I would pass that along to you in case you ever have the opportunity to see people enter a building, or the thought of just watching them. It's amazing what you can tell by the energy around someone's body. You might enjoy that. It works especially well when it is not real bright. In other words, the church lights were down low. Mass hadn't started. And you have this opportunity, like I said, to see much about a person, about what surrounds the body. Also, if you have friends that you're having difficulties with, it might be helpful to look around the energy around their body and analyze in your own mind what you think you're seeing. Because there are many that we are having problems with that are carrying things from past lifetimes that they have to overcome. And sometimes these people knew us in a past lifetime. I've mentioned this to you before, but souls travel in a group. It's the way souls learn. They have a core group, and in each lifetime, they take different positions with one another. Sometimes they're siblings, parents, friends, grandparents. The soul learns much from this. It doesn't forget. The soul does not forget the blessings or the challenges. And so, if you are troubled today, call in for two things. First of all, to have a mini past life reading, and tell me about things that are going on in your life that maybe you just want to talk about. Get another perspective, another point of view. I'm here, and I'm waiting for you to call, and I'll help in any way that I can. Over the course of my lifetime, I have gathered many skills. Part of it was because of the time when I came into the world, what the star gatherings were in the cosmos at the time. They had an influence on the gifts that I have today. And so I know I had waited for a specific time to enter into this planet. it was an interesting thing because I remember my soul coming to Earth. I remember how happy I was that I could serve. I had chosen a lifetime of service. I know a lot of people don't have the memories that I have. Part of it is the time that I came was such a time that I would be encouraged to have such memories. Sometimes the memories are good because you remember when you have helped people, and other times the memories are painful because you recall your failures. But even in your failures, you have an opportunity to change that around, to change that failure into a blessing. I talked about influence. We have great influence on those who live with us, who surround us, either at work or at play. What kind of influence are you on these people that you know? Take some time, maybe when you wake up tomorrow, if you can, and meditate on this. What kind of influence are you on the people who surround you? It might surprise you. You might be a great influence on the people who touch you and the people that you touch. It's a good feeling to know that you have helped someone in some way. Sometimes it's just listening to them, listening to their troubles. This is a time in the world when many people are troubled. And I suspect that we're going to go through a period where there will even be more troubles. People not making enough money to take care of their
Gail, line one.
Needs. Gail, what can we do for you, dear?
Yes, hello, Helen?
Yes, sweetie.
Yes, this is Gail. I spoke with you last week.
Okay. Tell me what happened since last week.
Yes, I'm working to restore my house after we, the move. We work through prayer and my mentor.
Dale, I'm having a little bit of a trouble understanding you. So if you'd be kind enough, you're working on your health. Is that what you said?
Yes, I'm working. Can you hear me any better now?
A little better, yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Everything seems to be breaking down in my world, including my phone. Yes, the healing the condition with my sister is important.
You're working with Archangel Michael, did you say?
I could, but I haven't yet. Whatever you find. Can you hear me better now?
No. Turn off your radio for a second and just talk into me. Because there's competition somehow. Repeat what you said, sweetheart, because I couldn't understand you.
Okay, I don't know if I should call that. My health is very difficult. And I need to get a good relationship back with my sister. It's important.
We're talking about two things, as I'm understanding you. One is your health, and the second is a relationship with your sisters.
One sister.
One sister. Do you want me to look at that, the relationship with your sister?
Yes, please.
I will be glad to. You don't have to tell me her name. Just give me her initial.
B.W.
Okay. Okay, BW. You two have cycled with one another through many lifetimes. And you are struggling now to bring forth healing between the two of you. Do you feel antagonism towards her?
Not consciously, but she has done some very harsh things. She thought it and disinherited me in a crucial time.
Okay, here is a solution, sweetheart. I want you to call in her soul. You don't have to know that it has answered you, because it does. Call in her soul and tell her soul that you forgive everything that has gone on between the two of you. Do that now mentally. Call in her soul and tell the soul to tell her body that you forgive everything that has gone on between the two of you, all the sadnesses, all of the hurts, all of the anger. You forgive it all. And ask her soul if she would be kind enough to forgive you. This is an issue of forgiveness. Have you done that mentally?
Yes, you also said that in the last week I inquired, and you suggested I go back. It's very important. Now, I don't know which of us will transition first. I don't know who will die first. We're a line. The end is quite a lineage for many lifetimes. And I feel it's important to work it out this one.
But you see, you're forgiving her, and you're asking her to forgive you. You're going through the highest level, the soul. And I think you will find that things will be better between the two of you. You cannot give forgiveness and ask for forgiveness and issues not be improved between people. It's impossible. And one last thing before we go, sweetheart. I want you to send your sister love. See the love particles in your heart chakra, if you can. Go out to her. See this pink cloud of love surround her. She will know on some level that it has come from you. And what her soul is telling me is to do this, if you can remember it, every night for several days, 3 or 4 days. It'll make a difference. And then let me know how that is going. This can be healed. It's why you have come to heal this. Blessings to you.
It's why I've come what?
This is why you have come to heal this.
Yes, it's important. No, I don't know. She will not talk to me or answer calls or speak to me for over 10 years.
You keep sending her the love, and do what her soul has suggested. It will take a little while for her anger to melt, but it will. Don't give up. You have control.
Yes.
You have control in the situation to change it all. And if you want to talk about it later and let me know how things are going, please do that. I'm here to listen to you.
Yes, I think it has affected my health.
Your health?
My health. I don't know what is the main cause. My health is failing very fast now. I am 68, and I have been in a big struggle to stay in the physical.
Okay.
Literally. Really.
I'm asking your soul if it is time for you to cross over, and I'm hearing no. That it is not time for you to cross over. That
I
you still.
Yes.
What were you going to finish? What you were saying?
Yes, I have felt several times that I was going to cross over. I have been struggling to come back. I have had several very major obstacles and blows on my health,
Your soul was telling me it's not time for you to cross over. That part of what you are going through is to learn patience. Listen to what I'm saying. Part of all of this is to learn patience. Are you a patient person?
Well, I think that I am. I do think that I am. I've been in quite a role of recovery to function in life for more than 10 years.
Oh, my, that's such a long time. You must be getting very tired of it for 10 years.
It's actually more like 20 years from the car crash, a major car crash in 98. And, yes, I've been homeless because my sister, has taken some brutal action on the home I inherited and the finances that I inherited. She's taken it all.
Are you saying, did you say the finances are difficult?
Yes, she's taken my inheritance and my house.
She took your inheritance and your house.
Well, yes.
That's something that is very difficult to heal, that pain.
Yes, I've been homeless from her action, and I am... Right now, essentially, I'm lucky to have a room, and my health has caused me to be on disability. It's been a very rough road from being at a very high point to the bottom.
It is. You've gone through a very difficult time. So what you're asking from the universe is you want to be healed. And you want finances to improve. Do you meditate at all?
Yes.
I want you to ask those questions during meditation because your higher self will give you some suggestions as to how you can make money.
Yes. Thank you. I need to function in the physical.
Yes, you do. But your higher self is willing to give you these answers. So, do that this week and call me next week and let me know how it's going.
Yes,
can you do that?
Yes, I will.
Good.
Thank you.
And one last thing. You have forgiven your sister, but also forgive yourself. Send love to yourself. You need this love, dear one. I'm sending my love to you, and that love surrounds your entire body. I see a pink glow around it. I hope you can feel it.
Yes, I feel it. I always feel it. I've been following you for 7 years now. And
that's good.
Yes,
that's good. Let me know how this is going. Call me next week, sweetheart.
You don't see any past life that's relevant that would help me understand.
You want to know if there's a past life that's influencing what in particular? The fact that she has taken your money?
Everything. She took my home and my inheritance when I was ill and also when I trusted her. I saved her life twice in this lifetime from a major illness. And her return has been quite brutal.
Well, I'm looking at that, and there were issues in a past lifetime, but you are healing them. What your soul is telling me is you are getting to the end of your trials, and I want you to accept that, and I want you to reinforce that. Reinforce it every day. That you are at the end of your trials, that things are going to turn around, and tomorrow will be a much better day.
There was a time where, honestly, I talked with my own soul and my own essence, and I felt that the end of my trials might be transcending, leaving. I honestly felt that the last few weeks. The end of my child is due in ascending, actually.
You know, I'm having trouble understanding you. You thought that what?
That the end of my file might be in ascending.
The end of your file might be descending?
Ascending, leaving this physical time.
No, it's not. No, your physical is not over. But what your higher self is telling me is look for joy. Look for the things that bring you joy. If it's just a bird on the outside or the color of a flower, look for joy. You need joy in your life. Build up this joy. It will turn things around for you. Think of the beauty in life. Do that. Think of the beauty in life. There's so much beauty that you can appreciate. Even if it's just a child's laugh.
Yes, yes. I will. So there is more work for me to do.
Yes, there's more work for you to do. More positive work to do. Let me ask you a question. What do you like to do?
I've been studying metaphysics for a long time. I'm on a spiritual journey, and that is a great interest.
And what are you studying?
Medicine. Spiritual medicine, healing, medicine.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel I have to bring through this from many lives. It's time for me to bring.
You can, my dear. But I think what you need to do is start with yourself first. Heal yourself, and then work with trying to heal others. Will you try that to heal yourself? You need your own healing.
Yes, I have been working hard for this for almost 20 years. Yes, unexpectedly I made a really big fall.
You fell?
My life and my health went to the bottom very fast. Unexpectedly, from being at a rather high place.
You can turn it around.
It's still quite a struggle. I can see joy. I have felt that it was maybe time. Times are so rough on our planet that there have been times I thought I could work more from the other side.
Well, you could work from the other side, but Your soul's telling me that you can work from this side. You have great energy, great gifts. You can work from this side. Send out healing to those troubled spots. But first of all, heal yourself. I want you to promise me that you are going to work on healing yourself. You are your own best physician. Work on healing yourself. You can do this. And if you need to call in for encouragement, do that. But you can heal yourself.
Yes.
You've been, I see you as a healer in a very ancient lifetime. You were an American Indian that you would call a shaman. And you worked with healing people. The American Indians, you worked with healing them. You know how to do this, sweetheart. There, you worked with herbs, but now you will work with mind control, with the mind. Heal yourself
Yes.
with your mind and let me know how it's going. You have that power.
Yes, my great-great grandmother was a Cherokee medicine woman.
Oh, how exciting.
I asked you also last week about John Witherspoon. I am a descendant of John Witherspoon.
I remember you talking about that.
Yes, and he had some Indian guides. Powerful Indian guides when he wrote the Declaration. He helped write the Declaration.
I remember us talking about that, yes, but I'm more interested now in your grandmother who worked with as a shaman.
Yes, I stayed in the forest, the Smoky Mountains, where she, my Cherokee ancestry.
Call in your grandmother. Your grandmother wants to help you. I want you to call in your grandmother.
Can you help me? Can you help me communicate, please? I'm calling.
You don't. Okay, first of all, you don't hear her through the ear. You hear it in the heart. It is knowing. Have you ever felt at a time you just knew something? You didn't hear a word, but you just knew something was going to... Okay, that's how it is. That's how you would work with your grandmother.
Yes.
Now, she is there with you now. I want you to focus on your grandmother. And I want you to feel her energy. Because she's sending it to you. Can you feel her energy?
Yes.
Okay. Every day I want you to meditate and I want you to work with your grandmother with the idea of her helping you to heal because she is willing to do this with you.
Yes. And my mother also. My mother is... But my grandmother, I know... Yes. I have
your mother's Cherokee?
No, my mother came to the Witherspoon line, and my father had the Cherokee.
Okay.
And also I have Hopi. I went and stayed with the Indians and studied with shamans in this life for 10 years.
Well, that's exciting.
I'm a medical anthropologist. I specialize in Tibet.
Well, why don't you work with these things instead of worrying about Mr. Witherspoon? Work with the healing that you have studied with. That's where your answers are.
Yes, I am working. I went through a great trial of being tested from the dark side. I have. That was part of my lesson. And I'm willing to reclaim myself. But say I was under attack is a little statement. I was under great attack. And I didn't.
Well, have you finished with that?
Well, I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm not sure. I have been under very severe attack for everything that I am.
Well, let's take a moment. I want you to envision great light surrounding your body. Will you please do that?
Yes.
And intend that nothing negative will ever pass through that white light around your body, that it's impossible, that it is a gate. They cannot get through it. And I want you to renew that every day. There is no reason for anyone to be tested by the dark side. You set up this white light around you and intend that nothing can pass through that unless it is of the light. Do that every day, and every time you think about it, it will be most helpful to you. Okay?
Yes, I'm with you. Yes, thank you. I have to say, but I had been abducted, and I also had experience of, anyway, I had been abducted, and I had implants. So
Sweetheart, we can only talk about one problem at a time. The next time you call in, we can talk about that problem. But you've got too many problems here to discuss at one time.
Okay. That's true.
Okay. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Well, my friends, we are halfway through our radio show, if you can believe it. Time marches on so quickly. And if there is anybody else that wants some information on a past lifetime or any other question that you might have, please call in because I'm willing to listen to anything that you want to discuss and help you in any way that I can. We were talking about several topics. First of all, our influence that we have on other people. There is an old statement, what you give out, you get back in return. I had a friend say, what goes around comes around. And so if you send out good wishes for people all the time, you'll get that back from them. That is a true axiom. I do believe it.
Carol on line one.
Okay, Carol, you're on line one. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Hello.
Yes. I hear you, Carol. What do you want that I can help you with?
What goes around comes around.
Yes, it does. Is that all you want to say?
I'm sorry, she just dropped off, odd.
Well, I don't know what happened, but maybe she'll call back. Maybe she dropped her phone. Well, the last thing I heard from her before she dropped off was, what goes around comes around. And I do believe in that. What you give out to other people, they send to you. So give that some thought. And if there's someone in your life that is not treating you the way you wish to be treated, think over how you treat them. Do you treat them with kindness? If you want them to be kind to them. It might change their entire attitude towards you. And if somebody has hurt your feelings that you love, tell them in a non-confrontational way how they have hurt you. Sometimes people don't realize it. And what we do so many times as human beings, we answer those hurts with anger. And it causes another cycle where they then are angry with you. Where what we really want is peace. We want to live peacefully with our family and our coworkers and our neighbors. Think peace. And what you can do to bring peace into their life and in your life. We haven't had people calling in for a mini past life reading. And so I invite you to do that. We're very close to the end of our show, believe it or not. We have 20 minutes left. This hour goes by so quickly. So let me know if I can be of any assistance along those lines. I would like to have you consider saving some of what you earn if you are still earning money now. Save some of your resources in case there are times when things will be more difficult. I'm reminded of Joseph and how he told the Pharaoh that there was going to be 7 lean years and 7 fat years. And it could be, are we in the 7 fat years right now? Do we have lean years ahead of us?
Carol.
So if we do, let's prepare. So Carol, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here, I think. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear.
Oh, thank you. I called in last week, and you asked me to call back tonight. I'm the one in all the pain.
And so how has that happened? How has that worked for you?
I'm still in a lot of pain, but I just had a real, somebody sent me some information about, it's in all in my right shoulder, and somebody sent me some information about how my therapist can work on that. So I called him, and he's going to help me with that. So I think that's going to be very helpful.
You know, that's so exciting, because once we concentrate on trying to find a solution to a problem, it's amazing how those solutions come forth, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is almost like a miracle.
So, they haven't done this work yet on you yet, have they?
Oh, this is going to take a bit of time because he comes to my house and he's really busy and, you know, he's got a lot going, so it takes a little bit of doing just to get him out here. So,
well, has he started at all?
Pardon?
Has he started at all?
Yeah, he has worked on me, but he wasn't addressing that shoulder in the right way. And the last time he worked on me, he was so busy, and he resented coming out here because then it took him away from, you know, his family and his earning money. You know, it's like a money problem for him and a money problem for me. So he kind of took his aggression out on me, so it didn't work out too well. But I think now it's going to work out.
Okay, let's do this in the meanwhile. Because here's what your spirit guides are telling me.
Right.
Is to call in your spirit guides and ask them to help with your shoulder. Let's do this right now. I want you to concentrate on the shoulder where the pain is.
I'm there.
And call in your spirit guides and ask them to help you relieve or reduce this pain. And let me know what is happening.
Well, I feel more energy running through there.
I connected with one of your spirit guides. You see, these spirit guides lived on Earth at one time. And this particular spirit guide was a mother. And she has come to help you and is feeling very loving towards you. And I want you to take a moment and just see if you could connect with her energy. Just call her in. It's a female. She was a mother. She is there. And let me know if you can feel her.
I just feel a lot of energy.
That's good. What she is telling me is to work with her every day and to call her in. She will give you this energy to help you heal. How's that? Is that a gift or what?
That's wonderful. I thank you very much. And I was also supposed to work on forgiving myself. Have I made any forward movement in that respect?
You have.
Great.
Well, okay, you've got two things here. Forgiving yourself is certainly one thing, but also loving yourself is another. And I want you to take a moment right now and send that love energy to yourself until you can feel it. I want you to feel the love energy in your heart chakra that you're sending to you. Tell me if you feel this.
I think I do.
Good. I want you to do this every day, as many times as you can remember, because what happens is this is cumulative. In other words, each time you do this, it will accumulate in your body. The physical body responds to love. It's very important, dear one. It's not only your physical body, but other people's physical bodies also that respond to love. Even animals respond to love. You know, if you have a pet, like a little dog pet, they respond to love. You know how they respond to your love. Yes. Your body responds to your love. Love is like a universal cure for everything. So send as much love as you can to your physical body, your shoulder. Matter of fact, I want you to pay attention to your shoulder. You have sent love there. Is there any relief at all in your shoulder?
I think there is, yes.
Do this as frequently as you think of it, because this is part of healing yourself.
Right.
We all have this power. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Let me know how it's going, dear one.
Tina.
All right. I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Tina, what can we do for you?
Carolyn, I have a question. So I've called you before. I have the property I bought in Arizona that I wanted to build a healing center on.
I remember.
And that seems to be coming. Some doors have, looks like they've opened, some promising things for funding, etc. I have two pieces of land. I have one by a small lake, and then I have another one by some dormant cone volcanoes. And we were thinking of building the healing center. It's kind of like by the foot of the cone volcanoes. Extremely powerful energy out there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I got out of the car and felt the energy, it was so thick in the air, like I felt it, like a physical thing. It was so incredibly powerful. So that's
because it's coming up through your feet, sweetheart. As you walk on that, it comes up through your feet.
Okay. That's so when we were thinking of building our healing center. Would that be a good location right there?
It is a good location.
That's what I thought. It had some native energy, a little bit of native energy, some volcanic energy.
Well, this is what I was going to tell you is I can see early American Indians being there on that land. And
that's what I felt.
they were doing these dances around a fire, and that land is still holding some of that positive energy.
I got to tell you, when you said that, if that sparked something in me, a couple of years back, I had not even a dream because I was there. I was on a piece of land, and there was a fire ceremony of some sort going on with a chief, and I was like being gifted with something or something in the ceremony. So it's interesting you said that because I had that years. It was almost like a vision or something I had. Years ago where I was there and
he gave he you 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 rec- you received energy from that, sweetheart. You see, and there is no time and space to energy.
Right.
We think of everything being committed to time and space, and that's not exactly true. Energy can cross over all the barriers of time and space. But
right.
I see them dancing there around a fire.
Okay, so that's a good place to put that healing center. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so we're thinking, is anybody even going to come, you know? But I kind of get, if I build it, people will come. People will be drawn to it.
I wanted to say that. You know, this is so true. When you put out the call, and there's many people who will answer that. What you can do after all that is completed is you set up tours. People can join a tour. to come out there. They can pay a little admission for the tour. That would help you with expenses. And
oh, okay.
So you set up this little tour, honey.
Okay. Yeah, part of what I want to do is I want to bring back the ancient ways of healing. I want to bring back the crystal with crystals, sound, light, herbs. You know, that's the kind of center we want it to be, where we bring back all the ancient healing technologies, the way we used to do it in the past, you know. That's
well, let me tell you something about that, sweetheart. The reason that you feel that is because, and I see you there in Atlantis. You got that information from Atlantis.
Karen.
Makes sense.
Okay, sweetie, we have another person on the line that wants to chat. So, Karen, okay. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Pardon?
Karen, what can we do for you?
Is this the BBS radio show?
Yes, it is. This is Carolyn Evers.
Thank you. I just wanted to know a brief introduction to past life that has a significant impact on the life I'm currently living.
It's interesting you should ask that because it just popped right. What do you do for? Are you working now?
I do work part time as a hypnotist and an energy healer.
Oh. I ask that because I'm seeing you in a past lifetime as a shaman. Do you know what I mean by a shaman?
Oh, yes.
Do you relate to that?
Yes. Oh, very possibly.
Yeah. You had a medicine belt.
Okay.
And in that belt, you carried herbs. Do you work with herbs?
With myself, I use essence oils.
That's good. Do you do that with other people, use essence oils?
Just family.
What brand are you using?
I will suggest it to some of my clients. I suggest it if they're open to it.
What brand are you using?
I buy the Now brand.
Some are more powerful than others.
Okay.
Are you testing them? Are you testing these oils?
Am I testing them, you say?
Yeah. Take one and test it.
I just use them in my bath just for relaxation.
Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But take one of those oils, dilute it a little bit, and put it on your skin and ask your body what happens when you use it.
Okay.
Because your body will tell you. You won't hear it like a voice in your ear, but you will feel it in the heart chakra.
Okay.
You were very powerful with this, dear one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you have great power along those lines. We have 5 more minutes, and I want to tell people that if I have helped you in any way, please use the donate button and donate what you can. Helps me too. Everyone has helped. And if you want a complete past life reading, go to my website at carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, there's a button asking for a past life reading. I know that you will enjoy it because they're very complete. Well, my friends, we have 5 minutes left. If there's anyone that wants to call in with some questions, I am willing to listen. Not only willing to listen, but anxious to give you answers as far as my abilities can help you. Well, we're close to the end of the show. Time goes by so quickly. If you want a complete past life reading, go to my website, carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, There is a button for a past lifetime reading. I'm hearing some fireworks. They're still setting off fireworks for the 4th of July. That's great, you know? I like fireworks. We have about 4 minutes. My friends, it has been such a joy talking to you. Such a joy hearing about your problems and anything that I can do to help. And such a joy about hearing about your future plans. We can't accomplish anything unless we have a future plan. Where do you want to be next week? Where do you want to be next month? Where do you want to be next year? Connect with your higher self. Bring in those beautiful aspects of what your soul wants you to bring into this world, into this planet. You are all like radio beacons. You have a lot of talent. You're not using necessarily all of your talents, but now is the time to think about them and use them. Well, my friends, we have 3 minutes, if you can imagine that. We're at the end of the show. We can't take any more requests, but you can go to carolynevers.com and order a past life reading, which is very complete, and we will be glad to do that for you. And so I send to you my love, my blessings, all of you. I would like to thank you for your questions. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Carolyn Evers signing out. And I look forward again to next week when I can touch you, you can touch me, and send each other our love. So, good night for now. Blessings to all.